Hey everybody, I'm Julia.
I'm Miranda.
And we're here to do one thing.
Put the pee in raspberry. And just like the pee in raspberry,
everything we're about to say is completely pointless.
Every week, Julia and I will give our unwanted opinions on all things pop culture.
Because what the world needs now, more than ever, is another flamboyantly beguiling duo with a podcast that contributes absolutely nothing to society.
Enjoy!
And you know what? Challenger? I hardly even know her. However, she did challenge us to talk about Challengers. The new film by Luca Guadagnino starring Zendaya. Miranda and I cannot keep our ants in our pants.
We're on the edge of our seats.
We have been sweating, giggling, having epiphanies, throwing up, eating it back again, dancing, laughing, singing, crying for the past hour at this point.
Yes.
Just even mentioning the name of this movie in a sentence.
I'm feeling physically ill at this point.
I'm like... I was just telling Miranda before this, I literally just said, you know what it is? Talking about challengers feels like flirting with someone you are so madly obsessed with because I am like blushing. I feel
giggling,
embarrassed,
sweating,
but excited.
But euphoric. So joyous. Euphoric.
This is like, and I think it's also the gift and the glamour and the seduction of the unknown, that it's just a trailer.
It's so true.
We haven't even seen the movie yet, so
that's
like,
why it's exactly like flirting with your crush, because there is still that unknown. Yeah. There's that mystery. There's that, will they, won't they? It's the perfect
beguiling
description of what this trailer is doing to us.
Tantalizing, mysterious, beguiling, flirtatious. So, as you may have guessed by now, Miranda and I are here to talk about the Challengers trailer. And really quickly, Miranda, what is Challengers? I mean, I'm going to assume everybody knows what it is. But
we're here to educate.
Some people, like, I know, I told my roommate to watch it, and she goes, it was good, but what is it about? And I was like, okay, well, it feels like that's what
I feel like the trailer tells you. Okay.
Just quickly, Miranda, please, for those of us who need it, go over what Challengers is. Please.
So as Julia said, directed by Luca Guadagnino, who directed films such as Call Me By Your Name, A Bigger
That's
Splash,
true.
Bones and All. Mm-hmm. So you've probably heard of his movies before. This movie is about Zendaya, who plays Toshi Duncan, a tennis star, a young tennis star, who at some point in her career, early on in her career, tears her ACL. I don't know the knee injury, you do.
Oh, well, I don't know, like, the specific of it.
She has an injury.
Just really quickly, okay, really quickly, footnote in here, guys. Toshi hurts the same exact knee that I hurt, gets the same brace as me, surgery, everything. We have a scar now on the same knee. When she's a teenager, it happened to me when I was a teenager. So I do want to thank Luca really quickly for the representation of those of us whose right knees need it. A little extra love. Continue.
Yes. So early on in her career, she gets an injury that stops her from being able to play to her best extent.
She was an amazing tennis star.
Amazing, like the next star.
World renowned. Yeah. Yes.
And when she's young, also she meets these guys. I don't even know their characters' names, I'm realizing.
It's Art. Art is Mike Faced.
Okay.
And Patrick is Josh O'Connor.
Okay, so she meets Art and Patrick when she's young, and then eventually at some point she marries Art, and so it's sort of in two timelines, so there's the earlier part before she gets her injury and then after, and when she's, after she gets injured, she becomes a coach to her husband Art, who is also a tennis player. Both the men are also tennis players, and so she's coaching him, and basically there's a sort of love triangle happening. It's sexy, it's fun, it's dramatic because they're playing sports, and also it's like emotionally dramatic. You know, all the things that you want from a movie about tennis, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I mean, we don't know what's going to happen in the end, but that's, I mean, it's a love
triangle.
I
was just sent the screenplay, so I have to decide what I'm going to do with that.
I've decided I'm not going to read it. I mean, I don't have it,
okay.
But.
Yes. But I heard that, like, the ending is different. Like, the screenplay is, like, the old ending. So I was thinking, though, what if I just read the first half of it? Like, 40 pages or so.
Personally, and then, I...
just to get a hold of the characters.
Like, to go into a movie with...
No, I know. I still haven't even watched the Dune Part 2 trailer because I don't even want that. And that's a book that I'm actively reading. So that's not even good logic. But no, I know. Same. I don't think I'm going to. But no, I really don't know either, because even with the trailer today, so many people were saying how surprised they were by just like the tone of it all and the way that it came out. Like, even if they did read it, some people were like, wow, I really didn't expect this. So no, we really don't know what's going to happen. Okay, so today, I like, if I say anything, I'm going to die. Today, Miranda and I are going to go through the trailer, which came out today, June 20th, Tuesday, 2023. And we're going to react to it. We're going to add in our two cents. We are going to try to keep it together. And then at the end, I'm sure we'll have additional questions, comments, all of the above. I'm really interested. I just want to say this really quickly. This trailer affected me, and I know Miranda as well, so much. It's really interesting to me. Obviously, I'm a fan of Zendaya's, right? But it's really interesting to me how I texted my two friends from school, and I was like, guys, please watch this. And they were like, okay, watched it. And I was like,
and? Okay,
like, oh my God, are you dying?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh yeah, I liked it. Like, it looks good. And it's just so interesting to me that there's something mentally wrong with us that I've been sick all day and I've been going for a walk every single day, and I do this specific route that takes me an hour. It took me 40 minutes today because my legs were flying on a walk. I was speed walking. And I always walk really fast. I'm a fast walker. I'm a tall woman. 40 minutes. That's a lot to decrease by. Isn't that a third?
Yeah.
Isn't that a third to decrease by a third of the time? Is that the math? Anyways, it's just interesting to me. And I genuinely, guys, I know I say this all the time, but I don't think I've ever been this excited for a movie before. I know that's a sentence that I say like once every 3 months, but I've never. I don't want summer to end, but I also simultaneously need September 15th to be here. I like really, 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 really need. I started daydreaming today in the shower about interviewing the three of them, the three main cast members, about this movie. But it was like the type of daydream where like I really didn't know what was reality. And I was like, okay. And that's from a trailer? Maybe I've taken it too far. I don't know. I'm really excited. This feels personal for some reason.
No,
everything,
it does.
I think I need to realize that every single thing that Zendaya's in ever will just always feel personal to me.
Yeah.
And I always look at her characters and I'm like, yes, you know, mixed girl. Yes, so me. And I'm like,
yes,
okay, but that's just
knee
Zendaya
surgery.
Existing. Like, yeah, like she has knee surgery. I love tennis.
Yes. Yeah.
When she had the knee issues, it was during tennis. For me, it was track. Oh, my God. Like, I literally took a screenshot of her when she's, like, laying on the physical therapist's bed with the knee.
Brace.
She has, like, an ACE bandage on.
Yeah.
And I was, like, I've literally laid on that exact bed in that exact So it was, like, literally half of the girls in America who play sports. Like, do you know how common that is for young women to hurt their knee? Anyways, I don't know. I need to realize everything she does. The character of Chani, who is from a different
world,
feels so personal. Feels pointed.
I don't
feels
know.
Like my own story.
I will say, for me personally, this character feels even more personal to me. Like, yes, everything Zendaya does feel personal to me.
No, yes.
But this character
agreed.
In particular, and this movie in particular, like, I was telling Julia, like, y'all know I'm not the one to come on here and tell you that I'm attracted to any man, especially any popular
yes,
actor.
Know.
this movie has not one, but two starring men whom I am both attracted to, which is crazy.
Yeah.
I think that's really crazy. So
no, they really have something.
I do feel like this was made for me for more reasons than that. I'm physically ill over it. I could like hyperventilate right now. I'm not joking.
I feel weird. What? I feel crazy.
So I think we should get into like, we're going to go through it stage
yes,
part
let's go
by
through
part,
the trailer.
The trailer, and give you our thoughts.
Okay, let's go into the trailer. So, and I'm sure you guys all have it memorized.
If you don't,
but
pull
Miranda
it up.
And I have it up. Yeah, you can pull it up if you want. But so the iconic intro, it starts with Zendaya, aka Toshi's ear to a hotel room door. You hear little rufflings around in there. What's going on? What's going on? Wait, I need like a giggle moment. What? I couldn't get through the first 3 minutes of the 3 seconds of the trailer.
No, it's
couldn't get
like,
through
it's
the first
bad,
3 seconds.
It's bad.
Just end the episode.
I will tell
episode,
you guys. And I think Julia had the same thought when this trailer started. Because listen, I know Luca and like the Pixar film Luca. He loves some gayness
He's
in his
so
films.
So gay. I love
so
him.
This very beginning of the trailer, I was like, "What is this noises happening behind this door? Are they having sex?" And so that's literally what that was happening. I think that's the implication. Josh O'Connor, I think it is, has his shirt unbuttoned, chest out. What's going on, you guys?
Why are they so
They're exploring each other's bodies.
You know, I didn't realize that in Bones and All, Timothy's character is queer.
You know what I actually did know this, but I was reminded of this because I guess I had forgotten. Tom Holland's character in The Crowded Room is also gay. In some way. Yeah. I haven't watched it yet, but...
Well, he's queer, right? Is he bi? I didn't realize that either. Has his gay moment came out yet?
I don't know, but the point is, happy Pride Month, everyone.
Wait, what does that have to do with... I just realized, I'm like, what does that... I mentioned the Timothy thing because it was Luca. I'm like, hold on. What are we talking about? Yes, good for Tom, good for Timothy. Oh my god, so many boys kissing boys. So it opens with this. They open the room. They're obviously very, what's the word? Very frazzled and
rushed.
Want to impress her.
Yeah.
And by the way, when they open it, because I'm literally watching it right now, this is the craziest thing in the world. But when they open it, you hear the na 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 na, come on.
Perfect song
Crazy.
Choice. And I'm so curious Crazy. Because there was like some review or something of somebody who saw this at an early screening where they were like, they're using a lot of techno music, super good
techno.
Soundtrack.
Yeah.
Which I love because lately I've been loving techno music. But that's kind of what I expected in the trailer. So them, for them to use this song... just surprised me.
I'm really interested
so
about
perfect.
The music of the movie too, because when they said techno, I was also like really intrigued, but I was like, I wonder how they're kind of gonna make that work.
Yeah,
like, do you know, I don't know, like, I mean, I guess techno goes with sports, I guess, pretty well, but like, I don't know if you think of someone, I don't know, techno is obviously very clubby and whatever. It's interesting because I know that Timothy chose the song for the Bones and All trailer, which is obviously super uncommon for a movie production team to let the main actor choose the song for the trailer. So I was like, oh, I'm curious. Not even curious. No, I've already made up my mind. I'm choosing to believe
that's
that Zendaya
so true.
Had something to do with it being a Rihanna song. Hashtag S&M. The fact that it's S&M too is crazy. Like, I do not... I just know there's going to be some... crazy moments. Let's just say that. Girl. Literally choosing a song called S&M. Okay, I digress.
No, so literally.
Up. No, it's crazy, right?
Yes, it's crazy. It's crazy.
I friggin' love this movie. So it opens up with Patrick, played by Josh O'Connor, saying, you know, oh, Toshi Duncan, obviously being Zendaya, and it shows, you know, photos of her for like Adidas campaigns and stuff. She's this big deal tennis player, and he's like, she's gonna make her whole family millionaires and she's gonna have all these endorsements and whatnot.
Setting up the background.
And it's basically just setting I'm sorry?
I just said setting up the background.
Right. Yeah. I was going to say, it's basically just introducing us to the world, letting us know who she is. We have some great shots of Zendaya playing tennis very impressively. Is that a word? Impressingly? Impressively?
Yes.
So.
Winning prizes. Looking gorgeous.
Who's gorgeous?
Who do you think?
Zendaya.
Yes.
I genuinely didn't hear you. So then we get the first introduction to Art, I guess, meeting her. I'm going to assume.
Yeah, I'm assuming this is a first meeting for all three of them.
Yeah, me as well. And it's them outside. And he's like, that was amazing. That wasn't even tennis, blah, blah, blah. And I want to point out in this part of the trailer, Zendaya looks absolutely stunning. And she's wearing custom Loewe. And the entire movie, all of her looks are custom Loewe.
Designed by J.W. Anderson.
Yes.
Custom.
Which I just find so exciting and cool because, I mean, that's always exciting when a movie sort of has their own custom designs mm-hmm. and looks. But I think, first of all, I associate Luca with Loewe, Taylor.
Right.
Why do I always do this?
I never remember her last name.
What? No, but it's such a simple last name. Why do I always do this? Why do I always do this? I always want to say Armstrong, and she's from Real Housewives. Taylor Russell wore Loewe, like, the entire Bones and All press tour. It's just, I don't know why it fits her aesthetic very, very well. Anyways, but I just think what's so cool about this is knowing the movie is more or less about tennis, I just didn't expect this. You know, I didn't expect, oh, they're going to approach
a
couture brand for custom looks, because you kind of think she's going to wear some cute Adidas tennis skirts and that's about it. And when they need her in, you know, a cocktail dress, she'll get a little cocktail dress. So I love that. I mean, I especially love that attention to detail, because if we are to assume she is some sort of teenage, you know, Serena Williams, then, like, yeah, mm-hmm. I guess everything she does wear would be custom and, you know, nothing we've ever seen on anyone else in the real world before. So,
right.
Okay, I see you guys. She looks stunning. He approaches her. Ooh, girl, this is, like, already when I got excited, if you know what I mean. So we get more clips of Zendaya doing her little thing, and Patrick invites them to hang out. Now, this is interesting because so as Miranda and I said, we don't really know the story as well as, you know, perhaps some other people.
Which I love when a trailer, like, I feel like we talked about this yes, with the Barbie trailer.
I tweeted
the Barbie trailer was even more like, we're not going to give you plot, which I do love. This trailer was, we're going to set it up for you and give you some plot, so you know, like, the very basic of the plot, but nothing more.
There has been this trend recently, and by recently I mean maybe the past, like, 10 years or so, and I think it sort of started with, I don't know for sure, but I kind of feel like The Social Network a little bit, I don't know, but there's been a trend of, like, artistic movie trailers, which I actually love, because I love going into a movie and not knowing anything.
Same.
And I always have this reoccurring dream of me starring in this sort of Bonnie and Clyde inspired movie with Bill Skarsgård as my little Clyde, and the trailer being set to that song Mbop, mm-hmm. and us just Bonnie and Clyding, and it being one continuous shot and us kind of dancing and kissing. I don't know why this is, like, a weird vision I have, but obviously that trailer would be totally fictionalized. Like, there would be no clips in the real movie, which I love. I think that's so exciting because it's such a cool way to be like, if you like this vibe, you'll like the movie, but I'm not going to show you the movie at all. And just being like, trust me, you know, go into it and you'll have fun and whatever. But I love how this movie feels, and I swear I mean this as the biggest compliment, this movie feels simpler. This trailer is like, hi, we have a girl. She met these two guys. They did this. She hurt her knee. Now she's doing this, but she's still with the two guys. Like, it tells you. Like, that's why my friend told me, like, oh, yeah, it's good. I don't really know what it's about. I was like, well, what exactly do you need me to explain?
Yeah. And also, we're saying we don't know how it's going to end or what's really going to happen later in the movie. But, like, you still get excited, because what I love about this movie is that I think it's a perfect representation of what I believe the movie is going to be, which is A movie that has drama, like, from the game and from, obviously, the character drama. Yeah. But also that is, like, basically about relationships, I would guess. And so I feel like this trailer sets it up perfectly where it's, like, yes, there are obviously specific plot points and things that are happening throughout time. But, like, it's not, you know, it's not like a Marvel movie. No offense to Marvel. But, like, you know, it's not, like, there's a conflict and the superheroes go and they save it, blah, blah, blah. It's like, yes, there's ABC points of the plot, but also it's about human relationships, which is a little bit more abstract.
Right, a little more character-based.
Yeah, very character-based, you can tell, which I love from a movie. I'm just like, I don't see how you can watch this and not get excited, even if you don't know exactly what's going on. Like, the way that it's edited, that's what I do love about an artistic trailer, even one that tells you next to nothing about the plot, is that it's, if it's edited well, it still gets you excited about the film because it's building that tension.
Agree. No, I literally tweeted today and I was like, this is gonna sound so weird and stupid, but I love that the Challengers trailer is a trailer and like you understand sort of, kind of, the outline. It's chronological. Like, they, I like that they tell you too, like, years later. You know what I mean? They're not making you guess what's going on necessarily, but it's not spoiled. It's, sorry, it's a normal trailer. Mm-hmm. So, anyways, so yeah, so they invite her back to, oh, I'm sorry, I never even finished my thought.
What I think you have to say her line too.
Yes, but what I thought was interesting is that. Or sorry, not like what is it, but what I'm curious about is the boys' relationship with each other.
Yes.
Because they're just sitting there. And I don't even mean like sexualness. I just like, I'm curious because like they're just sitting there and they're like, want to come back with us? And it's already implied. Like she obviously already has the vibe of like, you guys are some sort of duo.
Yeah,
like,
you to know what me I mean? It seems and they're like... very. They were friends before they met her, whether that's childhood friends, whether that's they became friends going to these tennis tournaments together. I don't know. But to me, it seems like they were already friends when they meet Tashi.
Oh, no, no, no. I think they were. But I'm saying, like, if a guy were to approach me right now, he'd be doing everything he can to get rid of his friend.
Right.
So I'm saying it's interesting. And I know they say, and literally a second later, they're like, oh, this doesn't happen as often as you'd think. We don't usually have the same type, whatever. But so it's like, they're just so okay with this, I guess, is kind of the point that I'm trying to make. And it's, and she already looking at them is like, I know their gig. And that's just interesting.
Yeah.
So anyways, so she says, want me to come tuck you in?
Perfect delivery. Perfect delivery. Thank you, because
I actually
line,
was not looking
Zendaya,
at the screen.
When you and Zendaya Marie. Perfect delivery.
Thank you. So I actually was not looking at, I can't even get to the spot that it says that. Okay. Yeah. Want to come tuck me in? And then no, we can just keep talking. And then, ooh, the smirks they give each other. And then there, okay. See, this is crazy. Them at this game, shirtless, looking at each other. Patrick putting up this little banana.
What is that supposed to represent? Crazy.
That's crazy.
Let's get Sigmund Freud up in here.
That's also like Josh O'Connor's hot. I'm sorry. My computer is paused on this image of his face chewing up that little banana with those bright blue orbs. Ooh, Patrick. And then Tashi says, how often does this happen going after the same girl? She's like, genuine question. They go, not as often as you think. We usually have different types. By the way, Mike Face, thank you for the blonde hair.
Thank you, actually, because it's working.
It's working. Also, I do want to point out, they don't look anything alike, Josh and Mike, but I do want to point out, I do love when a movie is like, let's just give them two, like, big different characteristics, so you can, like, quickly kind of know who's who and be like, oh, Art's the blonde, because I do think it makes it easier, especially if there's going to be, like, a threesome moment, it's like, okay, we know who's who, but he looks good with that blonde, I honestly think I'm way more attracted to him with that blonde hair than I am with his brown hair.
It's kind of crazy.
He looks fantastic. So they say we usually have different types.
She's like, well, should I be flattered?
And they go, aren't you everybody's type?
Truer words have never been spoken in cinema.
I literally said out loud, perfect casting. Perfect casting then.
Perfect.
Luca literally opened the screenplay.
Saw that one.
Accidentally opened to page 25, whatever. Said, ooh, aren't you everybody's type?
I know who it is.
I know who they're talking about. Yeah. Okay, that's Zendaya.
Exactly.
Who else could it be? I can't name one other actress right now it could be that would be everybody's type. I can't.
No.
So that was a good moment. And then she smiles.
Baby.
Literally, baby is up. Like, I can't. And then, okay. This
no,
is
no, 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 no. No, no, no.
I can't tell if this is our worst episode yet or our best.
I really don't know.
Realistically, just you guys listening to us.
Losing our minds.
Girl, I'm like genuinely cheesing right
because
now.
Because I pressed play. I was paused at it being like, aren't you everybody's type? And then I pressed play and I saw her sitting on the bed. Same. And I freaked out.
No, right. That's now the it's sequence paused for me on Josh getting up.
Yeah. And I too would rush up from the ground that fast. Thank you for my representation.
Guys, I'm obsessed. Okay, do you guys understand? Close your eyes and imagine this. Everybody close your eyes. Everybody close your eyes. You're in a room with these really two guys. They're so hot. They could be Hollywood actors. And they play tennis. Good bodies, good bodies, good bodies. And you say, come over here. And one goes, which one of us? And the other one sprints up. And before you know it, both of them are directly sitting next to you on a bed. Shirtless. Well, shirts open. Looking at you going, Okay, now open your eyes. Are you miserable now because that's not your life? Because I am.
I am.
I am. And then imagine you being in that room. You're Zendaya. Imagine you are Zendaya too. At the end of this whole scene, you get to look in the mirror. You're Zendaya. Huh?
You won.
You won.
You just won the lottery.
This is, guys, I've never even had, like, when I like hook up with a guy, it's like we're talking all night. And at the end of the night, he's like, ugh, I guess we should. And we, like, spend the night together. And in the morning, he's like, I'm never going to talk to you again so long as you live. And I'm like, okay, yeah, that's okay. That's fine. Watching this, okay. I don't even think we should press play. I think we should end the episode here. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you guys for coming.
You obviously know what happens
How
next.
Has it already been almost 30 minutes and we're like 40 seconds into
we're
this?
50 seconds into the trailer.
No, we have to power through. We have to power through for our listeners. They want to know.
Okay, well, because you know this frame is traumatic for me. Okay. So obviously they sit in the I'm not even pressing play. I'm just going to describe what I remember from memory and I'm not pressing play. They sit on the bed. She kisses, I believe it's Mike first. I believe it's, Art. Okay, it's Art first. And then she, whoa, I don't know why I like this. And then she, okay, you know my daydream of me interviewing them? Imagine me genuinely interviewing them.
No,
going,
it would be bad.
And then you.
It would be so bad. It would be so like, bad. They would be like
a
actually,
30 minute long interview of me asking two questions total because I cannot talk. Girl.
They would think you were so high.
Yes, they would. Yes, they would. Yes. That would be that's the sad thing about all of this is the fact that I'm actually a pretty sober person.
We're actually
she turns
very
to
normal
Patrick,
people.
AKA Josh. Yeah. She kisses him. And then
and then there's this crazy shot.
This is crazy to me that people like watch this and like go on with their day.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they turn in and they both kiss her on the neck. Okay, next scene.
No, but what I have to say about this is that Tashi's pose is like queen.
Yes, she's I was like, literally going to say that.
Like posture up. She's like looking up. She's like, yes, go for it. It's like queen.
Wait, I was literally thinking the same thing because it's, yeah, a lot of times when you see threesomes, it's very, or sorry, a lot of times when you see threesomes that are one girl and two guys, it's very, I don't know why I'm just thinking of Elite right now, but it's, I don't know, I kind of get the image of like the guys are like, let's go for it. And the girl is very like, whoa, which like I would be too. I'd be like, oh my God, this is fantastic. But she's like so in control and so powerful and like, she knows she's the one so in demand. And I love how both of the guy characters right now are so, like,
hungry.
They have no interest in hiding their desires.
They're hungry.
They're hungry. I literally saw tweets of people being like, Mike was hungry. Damn. I'm like on her neck. And I'm like, oh my God. I just genuinely, guys, I know that people say this all the time and it's so stupid. Everyone's always like, I can never be an actor. But imagining being in Zendaya, because I, well, TMI for a second, but I actually am very sensitive in the neck area. That's true. And the thought of, and I know this is like the job of an actor. Like, I don't know why I'm so, like, people record sex scenes every day. I don't know why I'm so, like, whatever. But genuinely the thought of, like, filming this and, like, two guys macking on my neck, I would slide right off that bed. Like, it would be bad for me. It would really be bad for me. I would probably make a lot of people uncomfortable. So, anyways, they do that. They have so much fun. Just three besties in a bed. What more could you ask for?
And then oh my God, and then she's smiling.
Yeah.
Just Tashi, like, lying down on her back on the bed, up on her elbows, which fits so well with the music that they put in this trailer, where she's smiling, but it's, like, sort of, like, an evil smile, and it's, like, that's another confirmation that it's, like, she's in power. She is taking pleasure in the fact that these two men are, like, so obsessed with her, and they would, like, literally do anything for her. And yeah, that's my new favorite character ever written. Thank you.
Me too. Zendaya's really good at playing, although all of her characters are so different, she's really good at playing someone who sort of has a strong personality in the sense that they're not fickle and they're not, like, I don't know how to describe it, but they have a strong outlook on life regardless of what that outlook is.
Mm.
Like Michelle Jones, Rue, and now Tashi, they're very
strong personalities.
Even Chani, right? Like, even,
yeah,
even, like, I know Michelle Jones we view as, she is a kid. She's very, like, innocent and sweet, but, like, they know what they like and don't like. And I like that about Tashi in the sense that it's not these two boys approach her. She's very, whoa, oh my God, sexual awakening. I mean, maybe she is, but, and there's nothing wrong with that, but it's very, like, her being like, no, like, this is, like, your lucky day. Like, okay. Yes. But, like, she just seems like a very sure of herself woman, as she should be. Tennis star, looks the way she looks. Girl, yes. But no, I like that. She's very good at playing. That smile to me was very much a moment of, like, Zendaya's good at, this is not the right word, but she's good at, like, playing, not manipulative, maybe, like, powerful is the right word, or, like, demanding, or whatever. I don't know how to describe it, but she, yeah, I love it. I love it.
I am almost wondering, like, if Tashi is going to be, I feel like an anti-hero also isn't the right word, but, like, sort of, I mean, you know, just one of those characters that is,
no,
like,
I can understand that.
Flawed,
yeah,
in the way of, like, she's doing things that are maybe manipulative or maybe, like, hurting other people or, like, whatever. But that's also just, like, human nature sometimes at the end of the day. But also you love her and she's just, like, so powerful and admirable. Yeah, I'm very excited.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. So then, you know, they're playing tennis for another second and Art, Mike Faced, says, you know, he's not in love with you. And Tashi, who is wearing Patrick's shirt that he's wearing, I think, later in the trailer, says, what makes you think I want someone to be in love with me? Very interesting, because I don't think they're necessarily together yet. He's watching her practice. And then,
yeah, it seems like in the beginning when they first meet, like, both of these guys are sort of trying to court her on and off the court. Thank you very much for my unintended pun. But
wait, I just realized something.
What?
So, yeah. And then, okay, I just realized something. I think we missed something. Correct me if I'm wrong. But so Art says about Patrick, you know, he's not in love with you. And Tashi's like, what makes you think I want someone to be in love with me? Then she's practicing on the tennis court. Art is standing there watching her. She does a really sweet wave. It's very like, oh, okay. Then, I never realized this for some reason. I don't know why I thought the roles were reversed. But it's Patrick saying, it's nice to see you light up about someone, even if it is my girlfriend. I thought it was Art saying that.
I got confused with both of those two statements that you're discussing about who's saying it, because the first one of, you know, he's not in love with you, I thought Art, Mike Feist, was saying that. And then I also thought the second line.
That is Mike Feist. Mike Feist? I've been saying Feist.
I think it's Feist, anyways. But I don't know.
Okay.
No, it's Patrick saying. Oh, wait, no. Sorry, I'm sorry.
No, it looks like it's Patrick that I'm watching.
Okay. Let me rewind. 1 second. I originally thought that the line, you know, he's not in love with you, was said by Patrick, Josh O'Connor, but it's actually said by Mike Feist. No.
It's
and
Art.
Then I also thought the second line, it's so nice to see you lit up about someone, even if it is my girlfriend, I thought was Art, Mike Feist, but it's Patrick.
Me too, but it's Patrick. I didn't know it was Patrick.
Yeah.
So I guess Tashi, why was I about to call her Tawny? But I guess Tashi and Patrick date in the beginning.
Yeah, like when they were teenagers, I guess is what he's referencing.
I didn't realize that. I thought it was just always like her and Art.
I will say, like, I do feel like trailers tend to confuse you on who's saying what, but I think that we're right.
No, but it's his face. He's talking. Wait, I'm unmuting it for a sec.
Hold on. But I think you only see him say half the line. You know, sometimes.
No, it's he's saying it, Miranda. It's Patrick saying it.
Okay.
For sure. Like, his lips are moving and he's saying the dialogue. Yeah. So I'm going to assume.
I'll assume.
No, it literally is. No, that's why I think it's like Art's like. Oh, and then this is why. So then he goes outside. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it's also why later in like the future, Art is like.
No.
You know. Hold on. We'll get to it.
I have to watch like a whole minute more of this to understand. Hold on. Wait, this doesn't even make any sense. Oh. Wait, what? Who is that? Wait, guys. I just literally watched like 40 seconds trying to figure it. Hold on. Who is this that she's kissing when she's in the button down? Is that Patrick? That's Patrick, right? Yeah, that's Patrick. Okay. So anyways, I'm not really sure. No, it's Patrick, but I don't really understand why he said the girl. Okay, wait, rewind. I think I understand. I think he just said that. Like, I think they were both fighting for her.
Yeah, I think maybe he just said that.
And then he was like, even when it is my girlfriend, like when you claim someone before they're yours.
Yeah.
Like, he was manifesting.
I agree.
He was on some Julius, you know.
I don't know. I think it's confusing.
Like, no, but he definitely says it, but I think it's like he's saying it to be cocky, like, I'm going to win her. And then, so what happens is whatever. So then Art's with her more. And then, crack, her knee gives.
Ugh.
Which I want to point out, I don't know why they did that noise. Like, unless the bone of your knee is cracking in half, that's not happening. Seems like she had a dislocation issue. That's a ligament. If anything, that should be like a tear, which would be a terrible noise. That would be even worse. But anyway. So obviously it is, you know, implied she has hung up the racket. She is in the room because also it's like
it says years the crowd have passed.
Reacts,
yeah,
and she's in the physical therapy room with Art. So I'm wondering if maybe this is when they sort of get together.
I know that's why I was like, why is because both Art and Patrick were watching. So why is only Art here, right?
Yes,
in the physical therapy
room. Yeah, so then he's right, the only one there. And then it, you know, flashes forward. It says years past. Once again, love that they explained that to us. Like, thank you. Bare minimum, you need to tell
Bob
us what's
Zendaya
going on.
Is here.
Bob Daya. Yes. Which I want to point out, when that came out, when behind the scenes photos ever came out, so many people said she cut her hair. And like, yes, I'm half white. But I was like, guys, it's a wig. And genuinely all of Twitter was like, she cut her hair, and I was like, huh, you can't tell it's a wig? And like, I don't wear wigs myself, but it was very obvious. And then of course it was revealed it was a wig, and then Zendaya cuts her hair that length literally like 2 weeks after. It was so weird to me. Why didn't she just cut it then? I don't know. Anyways, this is irrelevant. So
yeah, I'm confused on that point.
It cuts to her and Art on the bed. We get a great ass shot of Mike.
Yes. Thank you, Luca.
Feist. Would you say his last name was Feist?
Yeah.
Why is it not Faced? Like, Waste?
I don't know. But we forgot to mention it says years later, and it says, Art's got his coach, Tashi Donaldson, who is also his wife. Mm-hmm. Love this line. Coach first, wife second. Hello, career woman.
Yeah, true. I didn't even think about that.
She's I thought Barbie, it he's weird, just no, you're Ken.
You're so right. You're so right. But I mean, I guess it would still be if you were like his... No, but like if it was like, and he has Tashi Duncan, his wife. Like, it's just the way that it was like, who's also his wife? That sounds funny to me.
It's also silly because right, she changed her last name to his last name, Donaldson. So you're saying Tashi Donaldson, who's his coach and wife. Like, yeah, we got that from the last name. Oh, she name, did it? Babe. Yeah. Well, at oh, least you're the right. newscaster says Tashi Donaldson.
Why would she change it?
I know.
Whatever. Yeah, so then we get this great ass shot of him on the bed, ass up, and he says, I'm playing for both of us, Tashi. We'll believe it when we see it. She's walking with her knee. She looks depressed. I just want to take a moment and say, Tashi, I understand you. I understand you. It's one of the hardest things a young woman can go through. That exact knee brace she had, I had war flashbacks. I get it. I get it. And I can't even imagine going through that with two literal male models fighting over me. Girl,
what a struggle.
I have a friend.
Our hearts go out.
Wait, this is probably way too much TMI. But I have a friend who also has knee problems who told me funny stories of her having sex when you first, like, get surgery. I don't think this friend had surgery, though, but I think she had, whatever. She, like, had, like, the, you know, the big brace and you can't, like, move it and stuff. And she told me, like, funny stories of her, like, having sex with that on and, like, explaining to guys, like, okay, I just, like, can't move, like, at all. So that's giving Tashi. Anyways. So the two men are in a sauna together. And Patrick, who, like, I actually love. Like, we need to look at his body here. We need to look at, not even his body, his aura. His aura is spilling out of the
His body. Aura is, like, I'm not going to so wear good. The towel. I'm just going to set it on my junk and call it
And
a
you
day.
Know what's great? I saw someone posted the screenplay that it says that Art looks down at Patrick's penis. And Patrick decides to finally, like, throw Cover a towel it. On lazily.
Love.
Yes!
Also, I feel like...
This is, like, genuinely what every movie should be.
Yeah. Also, I feel like I should have mentioned way earlier in the plot that also when they're, like, when it's, like, the time has passed and Tashi's now a coach for Art, Art and Patrick are competitors and they're playing tennis against each other in all these tournaments.
Mm.
That's an important point.
I'm not gonna lie... I'm such a sucker for, this is not like really what's happening in this movie, but just in general, I'm kind of a sucker for movies where people are enemies, but by like rules, like they're like forced to be, like they're competitors. Yeah. And it like builds a sexual tension in them.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's very attractive. Anyways, so Patrick's like, I think maybe you're disturbed by the fact that she could have been into someone like me. And Art's like, yeah, when we were teenagers. And I think that Art is aware that it was not just when they were teenagers. And we cut to a shot of Patrick and Tashi kissing. I keep wanting to call her Chani. Why does she play? It's kind of a similar name.
It is.
She has another character. Whatever. So... They're kissing. And by the way, that kiss they share that it cuts to really quickly, it's like a kiss and it's like in some sort of like restaurant.
And also,
like, it's not just giving, you know, sticky, like barnyard, let's quickly, you know, F-U-C-K and not even kiss. Like, it's giving, like, I like you.
And I'm confused by the timing of that because her hair is like in between. It's mid-length.
Love that mid-length. I just want to say that. Love that mid-length.
So, obviously, I don't know what's going on. But Patrick gives a smile when Art is like, yeah, when we were teenagers. Patrick gives a smile that's like, sure, babe. When we were teenagers, sure.
He goes, when we were teenagers. Oh my God, he's so like cocky. I love him. And then it cuts to, it's like a little quick compilation of Art and Tashi. I keep wanting to call him Artie. Like, let's give him his government name. But it's Art and Tashi, and he goes, hey, I love you. And then it's clips of them in the bedroom about to have sex, and then a close-up on Tashi's eyes and everything. And she turns back around and goes, I know. And her hair is a full bob here, so she's bob. In her MILF era here. She's she has her daughter. Wife. We didn't even mention that. She has a daughter named Lily. Yeah. They didn't put her in the trailer. I honestly think, as much as people were complaining she's not in the trailer, I really think,
It would have been like too
just
much.
Doing it for a surprise.
Yeah.
Sorry, what'd you say?
Yeah, I think it would have been too much to put her in.
Well, yeah, but I mean, just a clip of her face I don't think would have been that crazy, but I think it's like a surprise. Like, imagine if we didn't know she had a daughter.
Right.
And we go to that theater. Yeah. Like, that is really cool. So, especially considering, I wonder how much the daughter will, like, be. Well, what I like about it is, obviously, on Twitter and stuff, we're all like, who's a cheater you support? Tashi, like, yes, girl, blah, blah, blah. But knowing she has a kid, obviously, this is what happens all the time in divorces, all these things. You cannot, like, live life as freely when you have a kid.
Yes.
So her cheating, I'm sure there would be, like, a moment in the film where we're like, hey, this is actually kind of messed up. She has a kid. Like, you know what I mean? So I think they purposely, because I was expecting just like a quick shot of, you know, the daughter's face or something, but I think it was very purposeful in the, you know, in the aspect of this will be not a plot, it's not a plot twist that a character has a kid, but like the stakes are much higher than you think. You're probably viewing this as they're young, they just got married, who cares, she can F around, but like she is a kid, she has a kid.
I support cheating when the two guys that you're with are boyfriends with each other. Because is it really cheating?
Yeah.
You know?
It's not even like cheating. Because it's cheating, like they were aware.
Guys, calm down.
Okay, I can't even talk about this.
They've
so kissed. There's some more shots, whatever. And Tashi's like, you guys don't even know what tennis is. It's a relationship. So we're getting metaphorical up in here. We're getting symbolic. And then it goes to Tashi and Art. And he's kissing her neck. And I actually love this shot because she looks so disinterested.
Yeah.
But we see her wedding ring front and center. I want to mention this really quickly. Seeing Zendaya, whatever her name is, with a wedding ring on in the theater, that's going to hurt me really.
That's going to hurt me.
That's going to be weird. Girl. Yeah.
Girl.
I'm already getting ready for that one. It's like when people train for a marathon. I genuinely think I'm going to have to train for this movie screening.
I honestly think Julia and I were talking about this before we pressed record. I honestly think it's best for not only us, but just the American public if we rent out a theater and have a private screening, because we
might
commit a murder by accident or something, you know?
All I can picture when I picture myself in that damn theater watching Challengers is the sound of sirens and EMTs rushing into the theater. That's literally all I hear.
Yeah.
And people going, clear! Yeah. And my body shooting up. Guys, I genuinely broke the theater seat when MJ and Peter kissed in Far From Home. In The Greatest Showman, who I don't even care about Zac Efron. In The Greatest Showman, I jumped on my friend's lap. I think I broke that seat too. I don't know what I did. And that was my local theater. That was even worse. That was like a really small theater we have that I haven't been in since then. Okay? Bad. When my friends and I saw the One Direction movie and we were children, we flooded the aisle. We flooded the aisle. And someone had to come up to us in the middle of the movie and ask us to quiet down. Literally me and all my friends.
You flooded the
literally
aisle
the head
with
of the
what?
Theater was like, please. Like butter. It made no sense. I was actually thinking about this the other day. I was like, how do we do that?
Butter.
Like flooded the we had to move aisles. And then we moved aisles. And someone came back and was like, please, you have to lower your volume. Please.
Oh my God.
So what? Like, what am I going to do?
Like, I really don't know you guys.
There's, like, something in my brain that's like, don't act normal. Don't act normal. Yeah. Don't act normal. And then I tweeted as a joke the shot of the two men kissing her neck. And I was like, me and my two boyfriends that I have 3 months to find watching Challengers. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I really will get boys to bring me to see it. But it has to literally be my 9th screening.
Yeah.
But like that would be fun.
Yeah, I would.
Maybe we could do it together. Maybe we could make like a joint,
yeah, we'll
like,
have, like,
you know,
a
Tinder.
Double date.
Let's go on Grindr. Let's get the gays to bring us.
Okay, so then, you know, we're getting metaphorical. We have several quick shots. Somebody's saying we went somewhere really beautiful together. Who's saying that?
It's Tashi, I thought.
Oh, well, I don't have the sound on, so I can't tell. I'm just reading the caption. But yeah, it's just drama.
And then
they're fighting.
She delivers the most iconic line of them all. She delivers
an iconic line to Patrick.
It's Patrick.
Which is really interesting.
And this line is a line that I'm going to, I don't know how, but get some sort of poster of. Because, like, this line is me. She goes, I'm taking such good care of my little white boys.
So good.
Gag! I'm sorry. This line makes the movie for me. The movie could be 2 hours of a black screen and then that could pop on. I'm rating it like, 5 out of 5, baby.
And I didn't even clock completely that she's saying that to Patrick. She's like, bro, I'm taking care of both of y'all. Not just my husband, both of y'all.
Oh, just like knowing that Zendaya, I think I'm going to be sick.
I also really like the line soon after when Patrick is like, I assume you planned this. And Tashi's like, not this part. Just perfect delivery. Really good.
Patrick says what?
Patrick says, I'm assuming you planned this, referencing we don't know what. And she goes, not this part. But I like the implication that she is a woman who is so powerful that she's like playing life like it's a game of chess. She's like planning everything out 5 steps ahead. I like that implication there.
Right. Well, I was going to quickly mention too, there's this shot of Patrick jumping into Art's arms on the tennis court, which is really interesting because, like I said, I'm curious about their relationship. That seems very close. And whatever. And then she slaps Patrick in the face. I almost said Josh. Like, it's just Zendaya and Josh on set. You know, they're playing tennis. She goes, not this part. But she says it so, I know, she says it so, like, playful. Like, it's not even, like, real to her. And then she's dancing again. She looks like Elio Perlman. Oh, my God. I'm just so in love with this movie. They're in the car. There's a bunch of fast shots. I can't really tell what's going on. She has wet hair. She's moisturizing. You only see her panties, which is a word that I hate using. But for some reason, it feels like correct in this context. And then there's a little more tennis, a lot of tennis. And then she puts on her sunglasses.
And gives you the most cut shot
serves the
ever
biggest
made in cinema history.
And it goes, because I may be bad, but I'm perfectly good at it.
Yeah.
Challengers.
Literally Tashi Girl. Duncan.
And yeah, I think that's why, I mean, I think you're not far off when you say anti-hero, because it's like,
yeah,
just that line in of itself of like, I may be bad, but I'm perfectly good at it. It's very like, you know, yeah, maybe what I'm doing is wrong, but like, I'm doing wrong so right. We support women's wrongs,
you guys. I'm really excited.
I'm gagged. I, like, am seriously, guys. Like, I'm not even just saying this because it's Zendaya. I always think about this with Zendaya's, like, projects and stuff where I'm like, if it wasn't Zendaya, would I care? Blah, blah, blah.
I would care.
I still think this would be a buttload of fun. Like, I
would care. And I just think that she is so perfectly casted that it makes me exponentially more excited.
I also really love Luca Guadagnino.
Yeah.
My friend and I tried to do a project on him in high school, and our teacher said no, but I've always been on his side. I think he's really talented, and I'm just so curious because Luca Guadagnino, he does have a wide range of things. People often think of like Coming By Your Name as like his trademark, when like he literally has a cannibal movie. Like, he obviously is, you know, pretty versatile. But he, when he wants to make a moment seductive, and when I say a moment, it could literally just be a moment. But, like, he has a very magic touch. And he's really good at pieces that are very character-based. Miranda and I watched A Bigger Splash together. And I personally didn't, like, love it.
Yeah,
but
neither.
He's very big on characters.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that's the thing about A Bigger Splash, is a part of me felt a little bit like, okay, nothing really happened.
Yeah.
But you're there for the characters in it. And I always want to submerse myself in his worlds too. So I'm very excited for that. Okay, really quickly before we end, I know you have to go, Miranda. But can I just quickly say why I genuinely think I manifested Challengers? Please. Which, okay, so I have this weird theory that, well, okay, I already sound crazy on this podcast, but I basically have like this outstanding theory that a lot of things I daydream about or also just straight up like dream about for me and this like insane life I can never imagine happens to Zendaya, like very, very often. Mm-hmm. I'm not even exaggerating. Like even the way that I genuinely become obsessed with Timothy and they're genuinely playing love interest and are best friends. And my high school teacher, one of the last days of high school, saying, I can't wait for you to win an Emmy and we're all going to be around you and whatever. And his name being Mr. Holland. And then Zendaya, okay, anyways. Like, I know just a lot of these things happen. But, like, really small things, too, that are, like, specific. Like, I'll be thinking a lot about, like, the color orange. And then she'll, like, have a runway, like, and be wearing the color orange. Like, just very, like, random kind of little things. I'm like, okay, like, kind of interesting. Yeah. So, sophomore year, I think it was first semester sophomore year. I'm not sure. I was in a required screenwriting class. And I've never been a screenwriter. And I was like, I can't do this, whatever. And I couldn't get this idea out of my head for a tennis film starring myself as the protagonist called, well, I won't tell you what it's called, but nothing related to Challengers. But this tennis film, and not at all like the plot of Challengers, obviously, but dramedy. Anyways, and I would always picture this guy in it to be George McKay, but he wasn't like a love interest. If anything, it was like a negative guy. But anyways, and I always had like these dreams too of like, well, should it be George McKay? But I was like, yes, it has to be a blonde. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so I always like literally since like the day I entered that class, I could like just always picture myself in a literal tennis outfit. And I was like, why am I thinking that? Like, I don't even play tennis. Like, I don't know, like whatever. But it was a short film, you know, short script class. So I obviously did not write that. And then senior year, I was in his class again for feature film writing. And I was like, should I write this? But then I switched out of the class immediately for different reasons. But anyways, so sophomore year that happened. And then I found out Challengers was being made like maybe a year later or something. And I was like, that's genuinely crazy. And it was being made by Luca Guadagnino. And I was like, that's insane because I like love Luca and I talk about him all the time and like whatever, like that's very weird. And you know, Mike Faced, I'm just gonna call him Mike Faced, I'm sorry, is blonde in it. And yeah, so anyways, oh, and then I was also gonna say, so that already happened, but I was also gonna say really recently, but like really recently, like the last like month or two, I've been thinking a lot about threesomes with two men. Like a lot. Like a lot. Like genuinely a lot. So anyways, which that's different because that's like really recently. But isn't that strange that I literally was picturing myself in a little tennis outfit being like, one day I'm going to write this movie.
Yeah.
And then literally like months later it being announced as Zendaya will star in a tennis movie. And it's just like tennis is so random. And for her partner to be this blonde, me having George McKay, okay.
I agree. Yeah. I think there is definitely some manifestation going on there. I think there is definitely a psychic link between you two, at least in some way. Like, I feel like there's been too many coincidences. But
I think so, too. Also, I'm driving, like, 10 hours tomorrow. And so the fact that she did all of this today...
She did it for you.
That was for me.
Because on a Tuesday, so random.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah. So we hope you guys have enjoyed this episode. If you haven't watched the Challengers trailer, actually get off your ass and open your laptop and press play.
Please. Please.
This is one of the best trailers ever made. And you know, I'm very opinionated on trailers. Go on Zendaya's
Instagram and congratulate her.
Please.
Please write her a very nice personal message in the comment section. She deserves it. She's worked hard, and this movie looks fantastic.
And also, if any of you mentioned Tom Holland and his reaction to this trailer being in any way negative or jealous, you're stupid, because people were saying this on Twitter. You're stupid, and you should all reflect back on how he actually is as a boyfriend, which is extremely supportive and loving no matter what. And also an actor, y'all. It's called acting. It's called acting. Just, like, let that sink in.
It's very stupid. I'm confused. I don't know. It's very stupid. And, yeah, the only time you should mutter Tom's name in the same sentence as Challengers is to express how over the moon thrilled I'm sure Tom is, and how proud he is of Zendaya, who is just genuinely a talented actor that he is lucky to call a friend, just like she is proud of all of his projects, even if he's kissing people in his projects. That's literally what they signed up for, they're actors. And also, I want to mention quickly, too, obviously you guys aren't like this because you guys all love Zendaya who are listening to this, but also the comment of everyone kind of making Zendaya's existence in movies, like, racial and this whole thing. I saw tweets being like, oh, yeah, so her being this movie makes it a diverse cast. Who said it was a diverse cast?
Yeah.
Huh? And the only roles she's taken have been from white women, which is exactly what she's supposed to do. She's also in no movies at all, but then people say she's in everything all at once.
Makes no sense.
Just make up your mind.
Just stop being racist.
At least as to why you're mad at her, so I can at least defend that one thing, as opposed to, you know, sometimes I'm convincing people she's not in anything. Sometimes I'm convincing people she's in a lot. It doesn't make any sense. But I just want to say, you know, it's okay to, like, take a second back and let people enjoy things, especially if you're not a part of that fandom. Like, let them enjoy things
for,
like, at least 24 hours. And then if you want to make it negative, you can. Like, I know Miranda and I did that episode once about, like, we're forced to say, you know, negative things about people we love. Do you remember we did that episode?
Yeah.
But that was the whole point of it, is, like, we love them, whatever. But give people a moment. I'm not a Taylor Swift fan. I can't tell you how many Taylor Swift tweets are on my timeline 24/7. And I constantly look at them and I want to quote them and be like, this is so stupid, whatever.
Yes.
But then I'm like, wait a minute. How about the fact that it's just none of my business?
Just leave them. Just let people be happy.
And I want everyone to enjoy what they enjoy. Zendaya is harming no one.
This is literally
a fun movie.
There's no harm
about
being done.
Her getting it on with two very attractive men. And we should celebrate that. And if you don't like it for some reason, get your eyes checked.
Or if you don't like it, just let other people like it and don't look at it yourself.
Well,
nobody's
exactly
forcing
it.
You to look at it.
It doesn't matter. You have to pay. You have to actively pay and go to a theater to see a film. Like, no one's forcing this into your brain.
Nobody's shoving this down your throat.
It's actually very expensive nowadays. So
anyway,
please do stay home.
On a more positive note, I would like to apply to be Art, Tashi, and Patrick's fourth. You know,
yeah,
I can
literally
give you my portfolio if you'd like. I think I would really fit in this group. So let me know, you guys. Really excited to see you September 15th, 2023.
I'm seeing it tomorrow. Zendaya messaged me. She wants to give me a sneak peek. Guys, also, do you guys remember that quote that was like, Timothée Chalamet has seen Zendaya's Challengers? And then it's literally a quote of him going, yeah, it was good. Do you remember that?
That's your friends watching the trailer.
He literally goes,
yeah,
it was
good.
Which is, like, so stupid, because I'm sure, obviously, like, he thought it was, I don't know why, like, that's so funny to me, just the way they present it, where they're like, Timothée Chalamet's seen Challengers. It was good, says the star. Like, what? Just so random, but, I think that's going to be me. I think I need to completely, like, regress and just go complete opposite end of the spectrum and be like, I think I need to go in, see it, and just say, yeah, it was good. I think if I did that, every hole in my body would explode. Like, I literally think I would have buildup of stress and anxiety and just liar syndrome built up in my body.
People would
genuinely
hear
burst.
You say that and be like, Julia, are you okay?
That would be bad. You would have to check my vitals. Bad, girl. Bad.
Anyway.
No, that would be bad. I would need to be
hospitalized. Luckily, everyone, we have a few months to prepare.
Yeah. I'm so excited. It comes out during Virgo season. They probably did that on purpose for Zendaya. I can't wait. And genuinely, thank you to not even just Luca, but every single person involved in this movie. Yeah. Like, if you were in charge of getting coffee
thank
on set,
you.
Thank you, because this is a masterpiece. And we couldn't have done it without you. I don't know all of your names, but I'm telling you right now, you should be really proud of yourself because, wow, what a film. Haven't even seen it yet, but what a film.
5 stars.
5 stars. I'm so excited. Zendaya, you are a true movie star.
Finally getting her starring role. Thank God.
I can't believe it. I'm so happy.
Thank you all so much for listening. Please DM us on Instagram. Our Instagrams are in the podcast description. And let us know your reactions. We would love to discuss because we've talked for an hour, but we can talk for eternity about this.
Love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, challenge her.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Well, everyone, I hope you enjoyed another episode of Miranda and I going on about God knows what this time.
If you'd like to hear more of our ramblings, come back every Wednesday for another glimpse into the one small but strong brain cell Julia and I share.
Unless, of course, this is our season finale?
Well, yeah, but we would have specified that before this outro, right?
I want to say yes, but it also seems like something we'd forget, seeing as you've just pinned us as girls with literally half a brain cell each, so...
Well, I assume that brain cell was 3/4 mine, and you had that 25% all to yourself.
As Miranda has made clear, join us next week or go back to our previous episodes to keep you quenched for the next 7 days. I'm Julia.
And I'm Miranda. Thanks for listening to us.
Put the P in raspberry. Miranda, you were like really behind on that. That was weird.
I wasn't behind.
You were, Miss 3/4 brain cell. You absolutely were.
Okay, well, you just talk fast and I was taking my time.
Leos are always taking their time, and it's like, for what exactly? For what?
It sounded good. Our audience loved it. It sounded good.
And you know what?